With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The U.S. military strikes Houthi rebel radar systems.
The U.S. military is targeting the radar sites of Houthi rebels who continue to disrupt shipping in the crucial Red Sea corridor. The U.S. military's central command said their strikes destroyed seven radars within Houthi-controlled territory. The U.S. attack comes as it tries to counter the Houthi campaign against shipping in the Red Sea. The Houthi rebels say their attacks on ships there are meant to halt Israel's offensive in the Gaza Strip. U.S. officials say some of the targeted vessels have nothing to do with Gaza. One commercial sailor from a Greek-owned cargo carrier remained missing after an attack by the Houthis. The U.S. military says destroying the radars helps to stop the rebels from targeting maritime vessels and endanger commercial shipping. I'm Karen Shamas.
Also at SRNnews.com, a lawsuit is filed over the hot tub death of an American in Mexico.
A Texas woman on vacation with her husband at a Mexico resort when they were electrocuted in the hot tub and he died is suing. Lizette Zambrano is seeking $1 million in damages. They were at the Sonoran Sea Resort when her husband started to enter the hot tub and was zapped by an electric current rippling through the water. He went under. She tried to save him, according to the lawsuit. Mexican prosecutors say investigators are looking into the origin of the electrical failure. Hot tub electrocution due to faulty underwater lighting and flawed pumps remains rare. Experts warn vigilance is needed to ensure equipment is properly maintained. I'm Julie Walker.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore says it will probably cost in the neighborhood of $2 billion to rebuild Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge. Moore says that the state needs federal money to get the project completed. This is SRN News. British politicians are urging to support marriage. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
National elections take place in the United Kingdom in about 3 weeks, and the Marriage Foundation is urging the candidates to say something about the decline of matrimony in the country. Less than half of all adults in the UK get married these days, and the social consequences are piling up. The foundation says political parties should make marriage promotion part of their platforms and talk about it on the stump. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge in Arkansas has ruled that a lawsuit filed by 17 states challenging federal rules entitling workers to time off and other accommodations for abortions lacks standing. Republican attorneys general from each state, led by Arkansas and Tennessee, sued the EEOC in April. The agency had just published rules for employers and workers to implement the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act. It was designed by pro-life lawmakers in the beginning. This is SRN News. Thousands of Amazon delivery drivers file legal claims against the company. John Scott has more.
The drivers submitted arbitration claims with the American Arbitration Association. They allege the company's classification of them as independent contractors instead of employees has led to unpaid wages and other financial losses. Amazon's Flex program signs up drivers to deliver packages with their own cars and a special app. The company pitches the work as a flexible part-time opportunity that allows people to earn extra income during the hours they choose. John Scott report.
National Hurricane Center keeping an eye on a new tropical disturbance forming out in the Atlantic. Meteorologists say the storm could form into a more serious storm system by the middle of next week and that it has a 20% chance of strengthening as it heads west across the Atlantic. They're also tracking a system off Mexico's east coast and the Gulf of Mexico that could become a tropical depression by midweek. More details at SRNnews.com.